Hello, caller. 8918-0762. Welcome to the show of Indigenous Voices. How
good
are
evening.
You?
Good evening. Good.
Go ahead. Show's yours.
Anybody else on yet?
Nope. That's why the show is yours.
Yeah, I just don't have much to say. Just been kind of busy this week. Is our favorite caller going to call back in by any chance?
I don't know.
Our favorite group?
I don't know.
Yeah, I watched that video the other day of them, and I don't take them serious.
Yeah. You know what gets me, honestly?
What?
This is what gets me now. Everybody knows to be on this show. They want, you know what I mean? But they know the platform is done for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody taking the time out of his day, you know what I mean? When he can, to be there for them. And they clearly don't care about the show when it starts. They don't care when the show is on, you know what I mean? They don't help the guy even, you know what I mean, with the show. They don't offer anything, you know what I mean? So clearly, You know, if somebody's giving people a voice, indigenous people, you know, indigenous voices of people, be on, you know, ready to go, people. You know what I mean? I don't have to keep on sending everybody personal text messages to tell them that there's a show. You know, it's your show. That's what everybody. That's what Kanua says. That's what you say. But clearly, you know what I mean?
Well, there's just anybody's here.
It's frustrating.
Come on,
No, it's frustrating, I mean.
Well, I think people are shy. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some people are, I don't know, afraid to talk about some of the subjects because you know what goes on out there. So they're listening. All they got to do is call in and just start talking about, you know, what's bothering them or what's going on.
But you understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, on my neck of the woods here in San Diego, today early in the morning, around 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, there's some of my, you know, friends, colleagues, comrades, you know, they have their entitlement, you know what I mean, and they're standing up for their abortion rights. And we have daily Christians showing up to Parenthood, you know, preaching and preaching. And I showed up, you know what I mean. I can't stand the Christians anyway, so, you know. They knew why I was there. You know what I mean? And I met the indigenous kid who's a born-again Christian, non-stop standing up for this white man, Columbus, non-stop, you know, standing up for, you know, the Catholic Church, Christian Church, and everything. I said, I looked at him and I said, dude, you call yourself indigenous, but you're killing your people? He goes, well, you know, they brought it upon themselves. If they just should have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, they would have been. And I said,
well,
you know,
it's more violent. People need to pick up that Bible and read. There's more violence in the Bible, and these people out here talk about Christians and stuff. and fighting for all this stuff out here. You know, you guys better read the Bible before you go out here being so judgmental, violent, wanting to
and
hurt
then
somebody or kill
after that, after that, we went to the waterfront, you know, San Diego waterfront, and they see all these American flags, Trump flags, 2024 flags for Trump. I said, that asshole is coming back. So I am seeing nationalism being shoved in our faces. I said, I told them at Parenthood, and I told them at the waterfront, I see other religions out here doing the same thing that you guys are doing. And they told me, well, Christian nationalism is America's religion. I said, it's not my religion. It's my religion.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
they said Christian nationalism is America's religion.
Well, that's right, because it's all about murdering. Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah it is, isn't it? Let's give a big fucking hoorah for that shit. Hoorah!
Yep. And this
they're
is
goddamn
what they
right
want.
About that. And you know what? They're out here. Everything you see going on out here in America, that's your Christianity. It's failing. It's not working, you dumbasses.
Yep.
Seriously.
So,
they want to get pissed off what I say? Fuck them. Fuck them.
This is what is happening. So,
you're out here.
They
you want to kill
are,
Democrats. You want to do this. You want to do that. You want to do this. You want to do that. Y'all ain't no damn Christians. Y'all a bunch of assholes.
Well, that's what they're doing. Come to Christ. He's your Lord and Savior. He's your Lord and Savior, white man Christians. He's your Lord. We have to kick Robinson's ass, Joe Olsteen's ass. We have to kiss all these white ass. That's what it is. This is Turtle Island been suffering thanks to the American Christianity that have been imposed upon Turtle Island and the world. So now they are praying Christopher Columbus and Christ again. All the time they're doing it. So this is what we are doing in the streets of San Diego. The streets of San Diego, and you know what pisses me off? You have these Mexican people kissing the ass of this church and crucifying themselves. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was never a Christian. He never said he was a Christian.
I don't give a fuck about Christians. I'll ask Adam.
1-4, welcome to the show.
These Christians, I laugh at them because, like I said, I guess they are right about Christian nationalism because it's all about
hello,
killing.
781-6814. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Good afternoon. Hey, this is Lanny Horse with the horn. I just came on. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, we're just like talking. What are you talking about today? Anything special? Anything new? Have something important?
What one good thing that I just learned from my co-law Bryce in the woods is that we went to Washington D.C. and we lobbied for the first ever Native American veteran charter, and it was approved. So we're going to, President Biden is going to sign that into law
today.
And for us and for the veteran charter, it means, like you have the DAV. And you have Veterans of Foreign Wars, and you have the American Legion. So these are military veteran groups that are recognized by the federal by the federal government. So now we have our own Native American charter. And they had been trying to get this done for 18 years. And so Bryce went out there last fall and he asked me to come along to speak. So I did. And, you know, you got to learn, you know, that whole Washington scene of the government. It's a lot of it is built on, you know, relationships and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, when we were there, we had to go meet with all of these senators, you know, and their aides and whatnot. And mostly we met with their staffers. And, you know, we went down there, myself, and there was a gentleman, his name was called Dwayne Woodenface. And Dwayne is from Lower Brule, and he did 3 tours in Vietnam, you know. And he only got rated at like 30% or something, or 40%. And so he can't get medical care. He couldn't get medical care in from the VA or from the Indian Health Service. So the problems that we have with all of this is and I've mentioned this for a long time, how we need to get rid of the BIA and then we need to get rid of the IHS. We need to, as a people, you know, the funding with keeping the BIA in there, we only get the BIA and you know, education system, the hospitals, we're only getting 30 cents on the dollar. So of all of the funding that we get as Indians, it's only 30 cents on the dollar. The other 70% goes to salaries, and it goes to retirement for the BIA people. So it's like, and then we're the least, you know, at the end of it, you know, we're the ones who are supposed to be benefiting from this the most. We're not benefiting from it at all, really, you know, because you have to deal with the corruption in the system, and the BIA is truly corrupt. I mean, if you look at, you know, Gail Norton, you know, when we took them to task over the BIA trust fund, and, you know, there was supposed to have been the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars that were supposed to be in there, or whatever it was supposed to be, 80 billion that was supposed to be in the trust fund. And that's from all of the land, the coal, the uranium, everything, you know, wood, hay, grass, everything that has been extracted off of native lands. You know, that was all supposed to, that was supposed to go into this budget that we Indians, you know, that was supposed to support us.
Yeah, so, but you're telling me it's missing? Money's missing?
Yeah, there's no money there. So
nothing?
Yeah, nothing. But so let me
jump in here where Lanny is expressing, you know, what the tribal programs such as the BIA and the Tribal Council and all these 4E's programs, because that's what they're called, okay? My brother, my older brother, Lewis, worked that one. It's the public utilities on here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. What he's expressing here is that every time federal dollars are being dispersed to the tribal government, they oversee a lot of these necessities, okay? And when they oversee a lot of these necessities, it's supposed to be going to the people in need that are in poverty and, you know, giving them a hand up, not a hand out. So So in reality, all of this federal dollars, I mean, he mentioned about the gentleman that did a couple tours in Vietnam, Dwayne Goodface from Lower Brule, okay? Sometimes the head of the coin is two-headed. And I'll leave it right there with that part of, you know, people that served this country in all these foreign wars. The point that I'm raising is that when the tribal governments, the BIA, and all these federal programs that are supposed to be equipped with all these federal dollars to have, you know, the necessities, meet the requirements to serve a people, it's the people in power that have some kind of degree in the form of the educated mindset that looks at the assets rather than the people in poverty. The assets is the growing amount of funding that come in as federal dollars to be dispersed to reservations to operate the reservation. Now, the other day, I heard a person say this to me, okay, which really, man, pissed me off. And she was a woman, all right? So for here I am, my truck is loaded with donations with 10 turkeys, okay? Because I just brought some back for the reservation, which is 15 for the people in need. And so here we are looking at the mercy of the tribal government to meet those needs because there's an effort of acquirement. This is why the outside fucking world in different states don't know the condition we Indians live in, okay? And all these fucking bastard council people that go out there, and I'll call them that to their fucking faces too. They go out and the white race, all these white people think in their hearts and mind that these representatives that represent the tribal government are the real face fucking Indians. They ain't the Indians. They can't speak the fucking language. They don't smell like us. And so the reality that unfolds all the goddamn time is our people are missing the whole picture to why these programs are always being uplifted because there's no direct accountability of the assertion of spending, okay? So this is why I know my brother, my older brother Lewis, is operating the public utilities here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So he does his checks and balances as professional as he can. Because when you're seated in those positions as a director, as an administrator, you got to protect and serve the monetary existence that come into your program and make sure they're equivalent to the spending that you normally spend. So this is why the norm of all these, everybody wants assistance because this is what America said they would do. America would say, if you serve us in the armed forces, we're going to give you benefits to save you, to help you, protect you, and serve you. Same way, vice versa, okay? But it doesn't happen here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. I get alarmed with this stuff because the fact of the matter is that here we are as real primitive assets to the land, okay? But it's the tribal government and the fucking BIA that constantly want to lease land to these cattle ranchers to do away with buffalo. So both places, the Pine Ridge Sioux Reservation called the Oglala Lakotas down here, Cheyenne River and all them, they had pastures of buffalo. Where in the fuck are those buffalo? They're gone. Why are they gone? Because of the tribal government. The fucking tribal government, along with their puppet servant, the BIA, did something illegally wrong with the four-legged brothers and sisters. But nobody on the reservations is making a public outcry. Why do you think we got fucking hunger all over the place? It's because of this shit. But we want to be soft. We want to be minute to the issue of what poverty is really written about.
if the federal government is forcing us into fucking independence, goddamn it, Indian people, pick it up. Pick up the independence. And then use that as a tool and turn it back on that fucking white man. Condemn that son of a bitch. There are black people out there, scores and scores of black people claiming they're indigenous because a white man put it on a piece of paper and hid it in the archives. So they pull them out, now they're claiming to be indigenous. Fuck no, that's not true. I get sick and tired of that shit all over out there. And you people ain't making a cry. You indigenous people ain't making a cry about it. God damn it. That's what fucking angers Chinupa Gluha money. I have a right to use my bully pulpit to hold people accountable. I'm sick and tired of you guys laying with the fucking enemy, man. This is the problem. And if that enemy ain't a fucking white pussy, it's drugs. It's sociological deformatory. It's sensitism. It's a Eurocentric bipolar disorder. It's all of it into one. Quit trying to be fucking white. Native people, quit dyeing your fucking hair blonde. Stop it, man. I get pissed off at this shit because I've been dealing with these. I was dealing with kids yesterday. Kids. Because their parents don't know how to, goddammit, discipline them kids. Quit allowing them to use fucking drugs. Julian Bellrunner, Kevin Kelliner, put that fucker on a ballot test, and you fuckers went for it. How stupid can you fuckers be? Drugs is not the cost of way. I don't give a fuck what native out there that uses that shit to numb his fucking brain can get on this phone. Call Chinupa Gluha Money 605-517-2621, and I'll debate that fucker with you. And you black folks, call my phone number, 605-517-2621. I'll debate your blood quantum, goddammit. Every time the white man tell you something, you black people go for it. But yet you cannot ask that white fucker what he did with your language and your name. You can't even ask him to take you home. We have to put up with these fucking ruins in our country, Turtle Island. Sick and tired of you fucking people doing this shit, talking soft. If that's the way you want to be and you keep dictating the responsibility of why that white man controls you, shut the fuck up and die. And the rest of us will face that fucker man head on. This is what's happening all over the place. Technology rules your fucking asses, but yet you don't blame him. You want technology. I'm not telling you to go back into the team and wagon and teepee. I'm telling you to preserve who you are as an indigenous person. Preserve that. Learn your language. Learn your culture. Learn your way of life. But damn, you bastardize it with American culture. This is why I get so upset. I get angry because I'm sick and tired of you guys trying to be white. Stop it, Indian people. Enough. But damn, man, I don't see you guys picking up donations to take back to your people and feed them. Chinupa does that. My truck is packed down with turkeys and clothing and blankets for my people, man. That's what I still do. Me and the Strong Heart Warrior Society here in Pine Ridge still do that. We see what all these other tribal, you know, warrior societies are doing, but they're not really putting forth the energy of people. I'm doing that. It's hard doing this shit, man. But you can make a difference. You can change it. All you got to do is believe in what you want. Believe. Simple. But God damn, man, we're too busy, man, talking philosophically in tone to the way the rest of the media does it. Soft. Nah. I disagree. It's called freedom of speech. It's called freedom of expression. These are what America has done. CNN and MSNBC, they cut people down in the largest scale of phonics of English. Okay? A black lady said this to me. oh, my mom and dad hid all these things about us. They all on paper, put away. Fuck no. Blood quantum was never on paper. All of this stuff of our true identity were written on animal hides and in caves on stone. That's what they had for our ancestral upbringing and the direction we were going as a free people. If we forget that we were once a free people, we no longer care to be indigenous, only by listening to what a paper can tell you. And if that's the case, then step aside, people. You're not indigenous to me. If you want to follow a paper, go ahead. And I was hoping these people would come on. I'm talking about Ishmael, this young lady named Phoenix, and many others. She talked to me high educated in that system. Where did she get? Oh, I have a degree here. I have this. I can say I always like a white man, a black girl. And she claimed these bloods. No, I don't believe that. You might have the blood in you, but your outer look and the skin tone is going to show you otherwise. This is why I get frustrated. If you ask Chinupa Gruha Money to come on your fucking show, I'm going to come on it. I ain't going to hesitate. I'm a man of honor. That's all I got. And I ain't going to take that from nobody. If you can't live by the principles of your words, shut the fuck up and quit saying you speak for the hurt of the poor. Tired of that. That's what you guys don't do. I helped my brother secure his home a few days ago. Where were all you guys, you missing and murdered women, you Indian collective, you American Indian movement, you urban warrior societies, you brown berets, you black berets, you fucking Ku Klux Klan? Where were you guys to help my brother? They were going to get evicted because this fucking Daniel Crazy Thunder kept threatening my brother's premises with paper.
Trying to evict him.
And you guys sit back and just twiddle your fucking thumbs. But when my brother calls for help, you guys ain't there. His little brother has to stick his neck out. I got the turtle philosophy. I'm hard out the inside, okay? And outside. I'm hard in the inside and outside, but I'm willing to stick my fucking neck out. And if you don't have that, shut the fuck up, sit down, and allow somebody to feed you. And they're called the federal government. They'll continue to give you crap food. This is why we have a large, large epidemic of diabetes, cancer, and heart trouble. All them things were controlled. They weren't amongst the Indian people till the white men start implementing them again. COVID-19 is a third stage fucking pneumonia, people. That's all that is. It weakens your fucking gland, your zinc gland underneath your heart. Pay attention. Learn how to real read the stuff. It's not on the computer. It's in written material. Man, I get frustrated, man, when we go into this shit. All right, I'm going to turn it back to you people. We're at the bottom of 5 o'clock. It's 5:31. So everyone that want to get on the show, step in and start talking. Get heavy, man. Get angry at why you're in this condition. I don't want to hear no soft speaking. That's like, man, I'm going to a goddamn Bible study and somebody's reading a couple of chapters and I'm goddamn getting tired. I'm going to go to sleep. Shit, I don't want to listen to that. I'm angry at the system. That's what it's about. Come on, Tyree, get on the show and say something too. You like to talk. Get in it. Help us out. Back to you all, and thank you.
Oh. Very good. What I wanted to hear. What I like to hear. Who's talking?
That's my nephew, Kenny Ketches.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right. Just
still on the show.
But anyhow, he's telling the way it is, how it is. And us Native people, you know, we need to understand that. There's only a few that understand the real way of how it is. But I always think, my philosophy, if you know about it, do something about it. If you're not going to do nothing, shut the fuck up and be quiet and sit back and listen. That's how I was taught by my grandparents. So I'm at this age of being 53 winters now to where I'm really, it really hit me because of my grandchildren, what I see them go through, how I see these children, people's children. Not, they're not taking care of them. You can see that in their eyes, the way they feel. They're hurt. And none of these fuckers are doing shit about it. All these tribal programs. It goes from local, state, to national. And none of these fuckers are doing that. He spits the truth. He's telling you guys the way it is. He's telling us. And a lot of you guys don't want to hear it. You guys say a lot of shit. Well, go back to before 1300, whatever, how many years back. It does go back. You got to fucking know that what that past, that history is in order to move forward. If you don't, you're fucking lost. You say you know your language. Then they don't even speak it. Fucking, it pisses me off just to been getting on the show, and I haven't heard. I only heard a few people. Same ones. I know there's a lot of you guys on here. You guys need to fucking speak up.
Okay, let me tell you
and learn from what other people are saying.
Let me tell you what's going on now. Okay. Remember,
don't tell me, tell everybody.
Remember the radio show that we did like about a month ago? So we got another, what do you call it, another grant, which is for the Division of Energy and Mineral Development. And this grant basically goes out to one member of tribal council, Pine Ridge, to receive financial assistance to evaluate energy and mineral resource on the potential land for foreign, you know, like a foreign American company to come. And it's called the EMDP grant, and there's another grant that we got, which is the TEC grant, but we sent the letter back saying to them that we are, we're not going to do it. We're not going to come on private lands. So we passed it along to others who wants to do it, but it is your own tribal leadership that is beginning to send out these grants to mining companies, and the critical materials that they are looking at, bright cement and petroleum products, beryllium is aerospace and manufacturing, and graphium, magnesium, and the list goes on for titanium. It's a big list, and we are basically, you know, we told the representative that we're not interested, and luckily we got 15 companies that basically said, no, we're not going to be part of this. We're not going to do it. So now the contracts, the ones who are picking this up, is an Israeli company out of Israel that are coming, or they're already here, actually, you know what I mean? And they're going to start doing the mining on Indigenous land because we don't feel, you know, it's not right. We don't want to be part of this. So that's what I got to say to you, all of you. It's bad news, you know what I mean, that a foreign government is going to come and do the mining. Back to you all. 781-208. The three callers here. Hello, people. It's your show, Indigenous Voices of People. I said what I had to say.
I don't know. No, the connection is fine. We were speaking to everybody correctly. Everybody's along, guys. Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm done talking.
You're a little choppy.
I'm choppy? Man, somebody's
yeah,
screwing around. Sorry about being choppy. I don't know, you know, what's going
on. So, you were choppy. I'm trying to get what you said. So, these mining companies are going to carry through with all this mining on the reservations, right?
Yeah.
And it's being allowed by the tribal council?
Yeah, by your officials.
Damn.
Yeah, they're allowing it too. You have to understand they need batteries, you know, like certain lithium batteries, memory retention batteries. So for the casinos too. So that's they're allowing it also.
And there's no excuse. I mean, if they are doing this, they're allowing these companies to come in and
yes.
do this to the land. Plus, they're getting all this government funding money. Why is all this happening on the reservations, then? Who is really pocketing all the money from all of this?
Well, the fund that we are
lied to on those
$338 million.
Damn.
$338 million funding.
Wow.
That's by itself.
And they can't get rid of the housing shortage. They're evicting people. Wow.
Yeah, they're evicting people.
Man,
so they can start.
That's sorry as effing S.
Does anybody know the size of the tar sands? How big this is? Do you see the size of this thing? Why do you think they want your housing? Why do you think they want to kick you off your land? Why do you think so?
They're turning the lands over, that's why.
Yeah.
Man, that's some corrupt ass shit. All for a dollar. They going to do that, you know, and they're going to bully people out. I guess everybody start by raising some stink. You better get these people, these elders and people you want to kick out. You better get them out and you better do something for them. I don't care if it's the other part of the reservation or wherever they want to live. You better take some of that money. You better take care of your people. And you got it. They can't fucking lie about it.
They don't care about the people. They'd rather see you guys run away or leave or whatever.
Yeah. That shit, fuck it. It's going to come back on them. Like I said, it's coming. They're going to get back what they're doing to the people right now. What they're doing to the people right now on those reservations. This is that government's going to come in and do to those tribal council people, so you better get ready.
Like, what do you call it? Stop the uranium mine in the Black Hills. And now, you know, they want to go here. Much bigger.
Tribal council can't stop it, but evidently they don't want to. Yes, they can.
No,
they
don't
stop
want
it.
It's billions. It's billions upon billions.
All done deals. It's all done deals. Every damn thing. Pipelines, water, mining. It's all been done deals. But they sit up there, we don't know nothing. We don't know what's going on. but yet they want to kick the elderly out of their house or stick them in other houses that's been contaminated with meth, and then blame the elders for it and use that as reason to kick them out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What a sorry bunch.
Yep, it is.
And then I guess that ain't enough, all this mining, this drilling, this oil. So they got to let drugs come onto the reservations and make money off of that too, right?
Guys off. Yeah, they want to kill all you guys off. Yep. Yeah.
There you go. There's your Christianity. There's your white government. There's your tribal council government. So, you know, they're all in they're all in the same pocket, if you ask me.
Yeah.
They all pray together. They all share the big bucks together. They all laugh together at the people. And let them pray together, because they're all going to fucking need it here pretty soon. And I mean it, that's the truth. They're going to be needing it pretty soon. So let them bow down to that cross and pray for forgiveness.
Yep. Wow. Look at the size of this. Jeez.
Well, what makes me upset is they sit back there and act like they don't. They know what's going on. They can't be a part of the tribal council and not know that this is going on.
Well, of course they know about this, but they're all bought out.
That's right. And then they want to kick these elderly people around, these families around. Look at the housing on the reservation. The drugs, and then Ooh. Now I'm going to say this like the white man does. God bless their fucking souls.
How much? 98 million? How much was the contract? No, how much was our contract if we did the mining job? If we did it over there. $98 million company got offered. $98 million was a buyback after we were done. $98 million right there.
Wow. I wonder how much that tribes would have gotten at that. So they were willing to pay you all that much?
Yeah.
The company?
Yep.
And the tribes are going to let them go in and pay you all that much money? I wonder how much kickback the tribes are getting. Man, this is some fucking shit right there. Mm-hmm. And then you got people out here living in those houses and reservations in the condition they are, plus they're kicking them out, nowhere to go. Man, somebody better start really goddamn doing some fucking screaming. Good God.
Yep. That's what it is.
Kill or chase the people off the reservations. They want to kill them or chase them off. Well, they want to make a tar pit out of that reservation or a sand pit. What's that called?
Sands.
Okay, is that what they want to turn that reservation into? Because it sounds to me like it's like they're trying to run everybody off the reservation because there's no housing. Well, why? After hearing this, that this company is going on their lands, and they're offering you $98 million goddamn dollars. What's the tribe getting off of this? What's their cut?
Allowing
them to go on this.
You're not getting the cut. You're not getting the cut. Whoever is renting the, you know, renting or leasing the property, that's the person who's getting the cut.
Okay, but guess what? Okay, tribal land trust. So he thinks getting a check.
Yep.
Okay, so you get individuals that come out there. What was Chinook saying? They called him the other day. Want to buy his own? There you go.
Sadly,
no, evidently the tribes ain't being honest with their people. And they're bullying them around, bullying them, chasing them off the reservation, kicking them out of houses. Fuck.
Yes, I'm sorry that you guys had to learn this one the hard way. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand,
like, every time I'm angry and pissed off, and you know what I mean? But this is the sad reality. This is the sad truth. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. And then you got these, whoever the hell these people the other day that was coming on the show all pissed off, Ishmael, while they're out there playing and doing their thing and taking cruises. Yeah. And then they got nerve to come on the show and try to get up in his shit. Another goddamn group of fucking fake Indians.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a sad truth. You know what I mean?
This whole damn world in this country is about ready to go. You know what? Everybody better face it. Christianity, the white man, he killed the fucking world. He's killing the world. But let's all bow down and pray now.
How far is the Hudson Coal Company in Pine Ridge? How far is it from everybody? Hello? I'm asking a question. How far is the Hudson Coal Company in Pine Ridge?
I don't have no clue about that. You have to ask somebody who knows about that, where it's at. I'm down in Oklahoma.
Oh. Any of callers know about this company?
I've heard about it, but I don't know what's all the details in it.
Yeah, that's another one, too.
Why don't they just be honest? Why don't they just be honest with everybody and says, hey, we're selling the reservation out piece by piece. Why do this? Why sit there and be, I guess they learned really well how to. Sounds to me like the reservation's been sold out. It's a done deal, if you ask me. Shit.
Yep.
How much were you offered, did you say again?
$90 million.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, there must be some big ass money going in there for those lands and those mines.
Everybody
on the outside of the reservation. Here's what's pissing me off. Everybody on the outside of the reservation is making it nice. But here, just this week, like Chinook said, that freaking housing authority is trying to kick his brother out of them out of their little house. Really?
Well, they need the property. They're going to turn it into a big minefield. That's what it's all about.
That's what it looks like. They're gearing towards.
That's what they're doing down south in like in New Mexico. They're kicking people off the land.
And the tribes sit back and let them do this.
Well, the tribes, whoever's giving out the permits, they're going to get a, what do you call it? They're going to get a cut from it.
BIA.
Yeah, and who else? You know?
BIA is probably charging over everything. They were up there working with all them oil companies to get people's allotted fractionated lands so those fuckers could put more oil. Well, give us back your land. Put your land in trust or let them buy.
Here we go. Here's another one. Here. I'm going to give you another one. Here we go. Let's see. How much? The other one was $98 million. This one is $32 million. Okay. There is no doubt that gold mining is seeing a resurgence in the sacred Black Hills of the Lakota. Last month, as a Dakota Gold, the company went on public stock exchange, is planning to drill again. Drilling, everybody's, it's like now, here we go. Edge Mining Company, Bolt, after bankruptcy, left behind 150 million gallons of water poisoning with arsenic, lead, and acid.
Yeah, they sound like they want the reservations to dump all their fucking shit on.
So what's easier? What is easier, kick people out of their homes or pay them? It's easier for them to kick them out of their homes.
Kick them out of their homes and make them feel like they've done something wrong to justify what they're doing behind the scenes. Boy, that's some slim, slady shit going on.
Yeah.
This is why people need to get on this radio show. You get to call all them out. That's your IRA system for you right there. This is what started in 34, and this is where it's at today in 2022. That reservation is about to close down and become public land. That's what Trump was wanting to do. Trump was wanting to make the reservation lands public, and he was needing the tribes' help to do it because of all what they want done there. So Trump 2024, everybody, goddamn, fucking kiss that white man's ass.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about.
And maybe that's why they did it on purpose, They put everybody on that reservation knowing that one day they're going to come over again, in the future, which is now, and do it all over again.
The IRA was a genocidal contract for the future.
Yep.
It was a genocidal contract made in 1934, and it's coming to fruition right now. So, and you know what? Those tribal council people let it happen decade by decade, and now look at them. That's right. Where's everybody running to? It sounds like they're running to Rapid City or other towns off the reservation, which it may, from my understanding, ain't too many around. So everybody's trying to run to Rapid City to live. because there's no housing on the reservation.
Yeah.
Because they're full of what? Meth. Another killer they let in on the reservation. My God.
Yeah. Well, they said the BIA said announced 83 million in late, you know, of tribal grants. You know what I mean? I don't know. Nobody's seeing that either.
You're not going to. They never tell. Do you? Every time they get a check cut, are they out there running? Hey, everybody, we got funds now. So we're going to start building houses. We're going to start doing. You don't hear that.
Yeah.
Seems like the more money they get in, the more people they want to kick off.
Well, is anybody
I see why Tim is so goddamn angry.
Well, I really don't know what to say.
He's out there right now trying to get food and clothing for his people, and all this is going on behind the scenes. He's sitting there trying to keep his brother from being kicked out, fighting that housing authority in the courts, and all this is going on behind the scenes. So this has been a done deal since 1934. With that IRA.
Mm-hmm.
So basically.
Well, I told our family that we're not going to do it. Even if we, you know what I mean? I do not want to have it on my conscience, you know what I mean, that I'm destroying, you know, people's lives. Because in the end, I'm going to leave this world without, you know, with nothing. Yeah.
You know what? Here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to go, if that doesn't, they bully their way in there. And the tribes, BIA, let them in. Something's going to happen.
Well.
Something's going to happen, like I said. Boom. Ain't none of the goddamn money going to matter. So, like I said, there's something waiting for the white man up in the Black Hills. They better watch the fuck out.
I don't know. Because everybody now is crying to lower gas prices, lower this, lower that. Biden is saying we need more electric cars. Tesla is saying we need more Elon Musk. More batteries. We need more batteries. No, we need more lithium. We need more, you know? So guess what? Sadly to say.
Hey, let them. They're not going to be around to spend the fucking money. They ain't going to be around. When they blow their asses up, you ain't have to worry about the stock market. You ain't going to worry about what car you got damn drive.
Yeah.
Let them go. Let them go blow their goddamn asses up, because I have a goddamn good feeling something's getting ready to happen.
See, that's why everybody...
Nobody's going to have a goddamn thing to worry about then.
I understand Koopa's frustration and anger every time he gets on the radio show. I know that. He gets mad. You know what I mean? But
you got these damn people coming on over there East Coast trying to talk their shit, but they're out there fucking getting on cruises. Taking cruises. Yeah.
Do you have
all of this.
You know, for me, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? This is what's happening. You know, a lot of companies are getting these pamphlets, you know what I mean, and letters saying, you know what I mean, and the next by 20, what is it? Well, for California, it's by 2035, California needs to be independent, be strictly electric or hybrid cars. And now, following states like New York and Miami and other areas are saying, oh, good, we're going to do that in, you know, what's the proposal? What is needed? Okay, we need more lithium. Okay. And these companies, you know, these mining companies are saying, okay.
Here's the sad thing. People can rise and people can go out there. And what are they going to do? They're going to send in their what? Hell, people could show up and they're going to get thumped, killed, thrown in jail. And they're going to keep going. They did it up there with the pipeline. So, you know, let these fucking greedy fuckers, they're going to, like I said, they are so fucking stupid. They'll fucking kill themselves. They'll literally blow their asshole out their ass, standing there putting something in the ground to bring something out. What you going to do? What you going to do now? They'll literally kill themselves to get that stuff. God, let's fucking let them. That's where it's going. And now all everybody's got to suffer so they can go out there and do all that. Everybody's got to be kicked around on the reservation, kicked off the reservation.
Yeah.
It's time that this white man pays for what he did, and he's gonna make himself pay. Because I think he don't want to get out there. And all that black killing around there, because like I said, I think that's going to beat him.
Tyreek!
Yeah.
Let me ask this question to you, okay?
Yeah.
If you're in your own country, and there's nothing but white people in there, and your population of your Palestinian people were dropping down by a large margin, philosophically, physically, mentally, healthy, all of this, of the above. What would you prepare to do?
We're going to fight.
Say that again?
We're going to fight. Armed
okay.
Armed conflict.
So here's my country. Turtle Island, okay? A lot of these people, a lot of my supporters, a lot of my people that stand with Chinupa, okay? They are on the Internet. Now, I know they are. They tell me they don't, but they are. And then they find all this information about the black race in my country, claiming to be indigenous. Okay, so I tell them, give me a fucking number so I can call these people. Find out who they are. Why are they doing this? So today I contacted Ishmael. Finally got through him. He's coming back on an ocean cruise. Where did he get the money to do this ocean cruise? He's under a grant program of a 501c3. How come Tyreek can't get a 501c3 and keep the radio broadcasting system alive? How come he can't? Well, you don't want no government handout. You don't want to use that money to go to that because then your voice is silent. You can't speak independently. So here's a young lady by the name of Phoenix, okay? This is Ishmael's colleague. But Ishmael's the one that told me, Jabril and all the people up there in Michigan were all trying to shoot for federal recognition. Because they were full-blood African people. They had no indigenous blood. Okay? But they were the only ones. This is my point that I raise all the time. People in this country do not know what the fuck we indigenous people okay? We struggle just like all of you, but we're a hidden image. Indigenous people are a hidden image in Turtle Island. Fuck the term America. Fuck the term United States of America. This is why when me and my brother, Russell Means, the late Russell Means, parted ways, he wanted to form a country under the name Republic. The Republic of Lakota. Indigenous people were never a republic, and they were never a fucking Democratic Party either. But see, this is how our people have become after they educated themselves with white phonics. White think, white sophisticated, supremacy. Then you use that as a term to go against your own people. And that's what's happening. So now the black folk are saying that. I'm not claiming to be white. Fuck no, I don't want to be white. I sure the hell ain't claiming to be black. Because I'd be too fucking noisy. That's what they're noisy people. But that's over there. Yeah. Over there, they're not noisy. I've been over there. They're a quiet people. Over here in my country, they're noisy. Two of them sound like there's 50 of them. That might sound insultive. Well, goddammit, you guys are insulting us every day, black folk. We didn't ask you to do that. You want to do it because you picked up paperwork from someplace, and then you're saying your mom and dad had these papers to give you to identify yourself with indigenous blood. That's pedigree. When you look at it as a norm, it's pedigree. That's why they keep it monitored, the same way they do that with thoroughbred horses and stallions and, you know, quarter horses, dogs, cats. This is what they do. The white man does this. But goddamn, you people will never blame him. All I want for my people is to be free and left alone so we can take care of ourselves the best way we know how. By preserving our culture the best way we know how. Simple. But every time we're under attack, it's always you people of color. We're not trying to, it's bad enough, my Indian children, my boys and girls, they're sagging. Where did they get that from? Your culture, black man, black woman, you're doing it. When you put all that heavy makeup and eyelashes, eyeliner and shit, and you demonstrate unhealthy on TV, who's doing that? It's black folk. Black folk. So everybody else thinks that that's the direction they got to follow. And one final piece to this understanding, folks. The indigenous people on Turtle Island, I don't give a shit what nation of people you come from. We do not have any fucking queens, and we do not have any kings, okay? That's all folklore. White man put this in your head. Other countries might have them, but not here. Indigenous people didn't have that. We were a nomadic, free-based people until all of you sons of bitches got here. And I keep telling this. Listen, people, again, this is a real strong piece of history. 1375, okay? 1375. Fucking Vikings came here. And when they seen this country, this land was already inhabited and occupied with red people, they left and never came back. That should tell you sons of bitches something. They have no business here that's already inhabited. So they left and never came back. So when that other white boy crossbred Christopher Columbus, okay? The so-called Italiano kid, him and his East Indies and all this shit and things that they do, okay? Fucking thieves, murderers, okay? They brought you all here. But you don't question that. You don't say, why did we have to face this time travel on boats? You don't say that. Oh, now you guys are in my country, so we know that. We know that we took you black folks in and saved you. We know that. And you want to buy our land. That's what this Phoenix girl said. She wants to buy our land. We want to buy some land. Fuck you. Go home. You have all the land you want.
They want power, too. That guy at the end of the video said it. He said
that's
it all.
The problem with you people. Fuck, leave my country alone. Fuck, you guys already ruined it, all of you. And you're still ruining it, man. We were doing just fucking good and fine in our teepees, hunting the buffalo, doing our shit, until you fuckers brought all your fucking heaven and hell together. You brought it here, white man and everyone else. But you never see indigenous people dropping a bomb and invading your country and forcing Lakota, just Lakota, upon you. Fuck, we ain't doing that because we're not a barbaric people. You all lie. You blame us for this shit. Nah, that's not true. That's all you guys do. You, man, make stories up and put them in books. We didn't do nothing to any color of man except trying to get them out of slavery. True fact. We're not going to record it and write it down. Got no reason to it.
So what this group of people is doing is they're taking what these people are doing is bringing this issue up about slavery. With the Indians is they're licking the white man's ass and doing him a favor and pulling the heat on the native people, misinformation that's wrong, then they're getting their little grant money to go on their cruises. And they are gladly to lick his ass, go out here and make all these statements, knowing very well that's going to put a bad light on the native people. That's going to take the bad light off the white man about who originally brought them over here. And the reason a lot of these people are mulattoes and highly mixed breed, because it originally started with every one of those races that are intertwined together. The white man raped a Puerto Rican woman. He raped a native woman, and he raped a black woman. That's why that's the way it is over there. That's how all this started. Because that white Christian man couldn't control his Christianly urges. He had to go off and do what he did.
The hardships that you guys don't want to listen to, you don't want to blame him, but then when it comes time and you want to feel, man, the understanding of what's unfolding, oh, man, you get mad. I'm listening. I'm a good listener. I love to listen to you guys, all of you. Even my little brother Tyreek, I love to listen to you guys. I sure do. But I understand why you're that way. I understand why you're angry. Your anger is aimed at yourself and other things because you tell me right now, all of you, even my little brother, you tell me you want to be free and left alone. You tell me that once.
Of course I do.
Okay. This is why the white race don't want us that way. He always intermingles in any means necessary to disturb us. And that fucker's good at doing that. No shit. But then when you start voicing and getting vocally in tone with your bully pulpit, that bully pulpit puts that fear in that fucker, and he backs off. It used to be like this, people. When they pushed the indigenous people on the reservations, they took our bows and arrows and tomahawks and our guns that we took from the white man. They took them away from us. They herded us on these you know, concentration camps. Prisoner 344 is Pine Ridge here, okay? They took all that away from us. Can't hunt. We got to be dependent. That's why that we've been eating commodities, relief, supplements. All these names were described to these government rations. Okay? And that's when all the sicknesses start occur because that food they were serving us, giving us, was treated with all these bacteria, rotten meat. And our own fucking people were feeding our elders rotten food, man. This is why I took over the Mills for the Elderly site in Porcupine and held that fucker for 37 fucking months, or 37 days, I should say. I held it that long. I'm the one who went to jail for it. Ain't nobody else did. They wanted me to disarm all my people. Get my elder. No, huh? Fuck no. That's their fight. I'm here protecting them. And that's what happened. So my point that I'm saying, people, knowing your enemy's mind, and I mean your enemy's mind, is your key to your throne of the future. This is what's happening. We're not saying it to be more or less in tone to the criteria that's unfolding before us. You know this.
Well,
but you won't
our
say it.
Enemy is our own people. That's what it is. Our own enemy is our own people.
Yes, right. There's no disputing that. It's true. I ain't
like,
saying no, you're not
you
wrong and you're not wrong. It's true. Our
like
people
now.
Are doing the dirty work for the white man.
Like, let me tell you what's happening now, okay? I got another letter, you know what I mean, from a family member in the Middle East that is in Lebanon, you know? And he goes, hey, what do you think about, you know, Lebanon and Israel together, you know, going to start, what do you call it, the search for natural gas off the coast of Lebanon. And I said, this is bullshit. I'm over here on Turtle Island. They're trying to do the exact thing that they're doing right now over there. You know what I mean? This is 4 days ago, Canupa. I said, over here, they're trying to do the same damn thing. I said, no, we're going to be part of this shit. He goes, we're starving. We need money. We need, and I said, do you want to have this shit on your conscience? You're selling out your own people? You're selling out everything that you believe in, family, or everything, for this? This is what's happening, Canupa. This is happening around the world, you know what I mean? Of course I'm angry. I'm pissed off. They're killing Palestinians daily because the Gaza, if you don't know, they are sitting, the Gaza people, which are like close to 3 million in a small open-air prison, they're sitting on the biggest natural gas oil reserve as like Turtle Island. Everybody's sitting on Pine Ridge, which is one of the biggest uranium, lithium, natural gas, all in one. And they're killing them, and over here they're kicking people out of their homes. It's the same shit. And our people are, you know, they're fighting. They're fighting daily fighting. They're dying daily. This is the fucked up world that we live in now. And this Christopher Columbus, this asshole, this Zionist, this guy, Christopher Columbus, was a Zionist all his life. It's the same shit. It's history repeating itself over and over and over again. I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic here, but yes, this is who Christopher Columbus was. And the framework that they did, 1492, is happening again. It's just history repeating itself, Canupa. You're right. We are senseless. We don't have nothing, you know. Only our voices. But everybody that we entrusted, you know, to represent either the Lakota or the Palestinians have been sold out again and again and again. So we're
listening audience, you see my little brother agreed exactly what his older brother had given to him in a figure of speech. Until all of you want the same thing, freedom and independence, and when you work them together and you put them like kneading flour into dough, then you'll get what being left alone means, to take care of ourselves and our own, to serve ourselves and our own. That's the problem. And it's a hard structure for all of you two-legged that can't look at life spiritually, mentally, physically. Okay? You cannot look at this way. The eagles are struggling to remain free, but they're doing it independently. The buffalo, they're struggling. I told a majority of you, go to a corralled buffalo pasture and go to the fence line and watch them come up towards you. And you put this depiction in your head so your fucking brain can pick it up and figure out this understanding. Who's really in jail? That's the white man. That fucker likes jail. Can't you get it? He loves jail. He loves to be incarcerated. But he too is troubled in his own home. There's no love in that home. There's no empathy of having life together as a promoted family. That's the fucking devil, man. Look at him. Take the time, the audacity. Go to a fucking parking lot of a store and watch him. Physically watch that fucker, man. And then you'll determine what a devil means. That's him. He'll go into a grocery store or a shopping mall or a mixed variety of stores like Walmart, because one side's a market and the other side's a hardware and clothing store. And you know what that fucker's going to do? The first thing he does when he gets into that store, he heads to the bathroom to shit, because he don't want to take what he has contaminated his fucking body with to his home. He don't want to go home and shit. He want to shit in the store. Why? Because there he don't have to flush it. And that shit's floating in the water. And he only wipes his butt, or his asshole, I should say, his asshole, with only 3 strips of paper. And he smears that shit all over his ass cheeks. Then he pulls his pants back up and then coughs. And that's what he does. After he wipes his asshole, he smells his hand. And he's not going to go over and wash it. He walks right back up. That's how filthy that fucker is. So then he looks down at people of color. I wash these fuckers. I just do it because I want to. Because I want to study more about this man. How evil that fucker. He's a dead individual. And he's trying to come to life. But here's the catch, people. Wakankanka will come for you. Unchimaka will come for you. The four-legged will come for you. The winged creatures will come for you. Don't think they won't. They will. Because the last time I checked, all four of these descriptions of life that I mentioned, the great mystery, Mother Earth, all the four-legged and winged creatures, they're ready to take us on if we don't get back into the basis of what spirituality is. They show themselves every day. A white man, tonight, this is why I was so fucking mad on the show, driven a deer into my truck and broke my right globe on my pickup truck. Because I'm bringing donations of food, turkeys, and clothing back. So I jumped out, man, cussed him up. What the fuck were you doing, man? I can't swerve because I'm going to go head on to you. You want us to die together, motherfucker? I can't do that. You could have flashed your lights. Guess what happened? Oh, you don't talk that shit to me. He was intoxicated. He was drunk. And he's driving, pulling a trailer. So why was Chanupa mad? You know why I was fucking mad? I had to bust that fucker in the mouth, man, and drop him. Splattered blood out of his mouth and nose and told him, look, you motherfucker, let's call the law. Let's call him. You son of a bitch, you were in the wrong, man. I slowed down and you chased, you did that purposely, white boy. So the passenger turned around, sir, hey, don't call the law. You want to hit me too, you can. I'll let you. Shit, I'm going to hit you. Shit, you're already dead. Die some more, you motherfucker. And I'm going to take a picture of that globe, and I'm going to send it to you after the show. So I just got home. I'm still mad. But did I have to punch that white fucker? No, I didn't have to. That son of a bitch does not care about caution. People, get that in your heart, your brain. Mallory, if you're listening, dummy, that's what they do. Every day the sun comes up in the east, goes down, and they do this, man. Quit fucking flendering in. When you flender in, girl, you're like them. You protect them. You say it for them. I seen it yesterday in a public school when kids were getting molested by cops and white people. The Red Cloud Indian School. Mary Tobacco protected the fucking school staff. Fuck her, man. This is what's happening. That's why I come on the show late, to catch my brother. You're all troubled, but you're afraid to blame him. The white man don't like Chanupa. He'd rather see me dead and gone. I don't like him either. I want to see him dead and gone. Because he's the reason why we're this way. It's his way of life that makes us this way. My God, you guys. Wake the fuck up. It ain't easy doing what we are doing today. We're those elders. We're those grandmas and grandpas. We're also those aunts and uncles. And we're still the fathers, the dad and moms, man. And we're still brothers and sisters. We're still the people. Fuck you guys, man. Oh, you dummy, man.
They gave up, Goofa. Okay.
I can't stand that shit.
Well,
if you like being conditioned, if you like being conditioned, people, shut the fuck up and blend with the program. Don't get on these radio shows. Don't come on our show. Shut the fuck up and accept it. They kick you out. If you die, go ahead.
But they gave up. People gave up Chanupa. Many people are throwing the tail. Sorry to say that, bro. They gave up.
Yeah, they did give up. Well, that day's coming when they're going to have to answer the great mystery. Go ahead. I don't have to answer him. He sees what I do. He knows I'm struggling in it. It ain't easy doing it.
You are 1% out of 99. Or like 1% out of these 99.
That's great. And I'm getting it done. With them. My grandpa once told me, Tyreek, as a young kid, he said, when you remove a people from the forest, son, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown you want to destroy. The outside world don't know us. We're unknown. Hello?
My grandpa, he told me something. He goes, a man without land is no...
And say that again.
My grandfather said to me, a man without land, his land is no man. So it means...
Wow.
We have to keep on fighting for our lands. And this is
that's right.
Palestinians are killing every day, being killed every day for standing up for their land. That's what is embedded in us.
And that's a beautiful segue of giving his grandson.
And everybody
that's
tells
beautiful.
Me, what am I doing here? I'll tell you what I'm doing here. I'm working my ass off to be paying off all my fucking lawyers every fucking month, close to $10,000 to $15,000 a month, just for lawyer fees for the last 20 years, 28 years of lawyer fees, just to protect what we have left. That's what I'm doing here. What I've been to, this is why my family's here. Because we have to be on hollow land. We can't do shit here. You know what I mean? It's like, for us, hollow land. And every week, phone calls to lawyers, back and forth, lawyers back and forth, to protect what we have left. Lost, you know, 6 months ago we lost, you know, a partition, you know, in Sheikh Jarrah, a property that one of the family members got evicted from their houses, that moved in, and they removed the house.
Wow.
That's one of the houses. My father's family is not here. I'm the only one from father's family who's here. Because they do not want to be here. They don't want to be part of this land. They don't want to be here. They don't want to be, as they say, as my father says and my uncle says, we are in the enemy's land. One of us has to be here to have a voice, you know what I mean? To protect what we have left. My cousins from Jerusalem, they asked me, what happens if somebody tries to steal our home? And I said, you have to fight for it. A man without land is no man. A man without no land is no man. This is what we are born. This is a man without land is no man. So if you give up your land, you are nothing. I don't know how to make it, you know. That's frustrating. I know it's frustrating.
I know it is.
We have this. We're only 4 callers. We could accept 50 callers. You know what I mean? We're on Turtle Island. This is your show. You know what I mean? I'm indigenous Palestinian giving you this voice. The whole fucking world knows who I am by now. You know what I mean? They heard my
voice. The whole fucking world. Yeah, the whole fucking world knows Snooper, man. They know him. They know what he's capable of doing.
But the problem is, it's our own enemies are our own people. They gave up, Canupa.
Yep.
They gave up for money. They gave up for retirement. They gave up for, you know, serving an imaginary I see a lot of indigenous Lakota living over here.
Yeah, there is a lot of them over there.
Yeah,
tonight
I know.
There's
a
show.
A
every Saturday night, there's an AIM show out there. It's run by this guy named Richard Hyatt. He runs that show. That motherfucker's a fucking dummy, too.
Yeah, I know.
He's a sellout. So now he gets to smoke weed and sell all the drugs to the people. My grandpa, one of my Uncle John Yellowhorse used to go on the show, but he couldn't even understand my Uncle John. Why? Because my Uncle John speaks nothing but Lakota, orally. But yet he wants to be AIM. Shit. It's the elders that made AIM. It was Chinupa that made AIM. All the people that involved themselves with AIM activity back in the days, even in the Wounded Knee in 73, were the ones that did that.
Where is he?
They didn't.
Where is this guy? Yeah. Where is this guy? We should call him up.
Yeah, I'll text you their phone number tonight. I'll text you up their phone number. Cause you can, I will.
We'll call him
Let's
tomorrow.
Listen to, yeah, we're going to call him tonight. We're going to be on their show tonight. We'll get on it. We'll listen to it. Yes, I want you to hear it. They're going to talk nonsense.
Text me the number, too.
Oh, is that Terry? My nephew, Kenny? Okay, nephew, I'll text it to you.
Me too.
Sid,
the only person
the
that... Yeah, I'll get you guys on it. Yeah, I'll get you on it. So do me a favor, guys. Before we close the show and start the show again tomorrow, I'm going to see if Tyreek and I or even Kenny, when we get on. Rachel, you want to get on the AIM show, you can too. I'll text you that number.
Yeah.
I had Jenny on that show from Montana. Shit, that I guy
yeah,
didn't
you
know
what that would do?
Pardon?
I'll call him on this show. You know what I mean? I'll call them directly.
Yep. So anyway, you know, I want you guys to feel that out because my Uncle John was straight up Uncle John. And he didn't even know what my Uncle John was saying. It was because Uncle Johnny was strictly traditional to the oral language, strictly guttural. And that guy didn't know a fucking thing, man. That's why I say there's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things. And my Uncle John chose the not to do things. Well, I choose it all the time. And for all of you, Tyreek, I'm going to picture text you the globe that shattered my truck's right passenger side globe on my headlamp.
Took it all out, motherfucker, anyway, boy. That's what I had. My head so, I was so frustrated and mad, I blasted that white fucker. Dropped him, man. And I stepped on him, and then
good.
I said, how? I was angry, man, but that's past me now.
Yeah.
And I said, let's call the cops, and they didn't want me to because they were both gas. And then the passenger said, you can hit me too. Fuck, I don't hit you. You're already fucking dead, and you're going to die. Fuck you. But that's what I live with. So I'm going to picture text you that damage to my globe. Oh, man. But I also called out Phoenix and Ishmael and all them to come on the show tomorrow. They agreed. I'll even text you that info because that guy just got off a fucking cruise ship. Tyreek, he did. He admitted it to me, this Ishmael dude.
He just got off a cruise ship. Oh, that's right. His ancestors got voluntarily off of a cruise ship back in the old days, right?
Well, it's true right there. Speak truth there.
I mean, really, that's what was written in one of these college white books. They came over and said, was that a cruise ship they got off back in the 1600s? Did they put their own asses up on the auction block for slavery?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. Then Abe Lincoln had a freedom from themselves from being slaves. Wow. Damn. Shit, I learned something every goddamn day.
Well, you got to study human nature, people. And that's what I do. My nephew, Kenny, he put on a meeting up there in Duck Valley. And there was this young kid, man. I called him the head duck. I had to show the people what commercialism was when my indigenous people, my nephew's people on that side, the Paiute and Shoshone people, if they ever go extinct, I showed them this emblem that they had there. There were some ducks that flew out of there, and there was a white guy fly fishing. Where were the Indians in that picture? Where were the fuck? Where was my people, man? You see? Oh, but it looked good as a white man. Sports fishing was fuck. Oh, I can't stand that image. Got me pissed off, man. That's what my people live with. And yet they think it's good. My nephew watched me confront a fucking BIA cop. He walked in there, big guy. Had that Dudley do-right all dressed in black. So I confronted him to ask him, man, why in the hell he was here, because we were supposed to go meet some idiot there, and that fucker probably sent those cops at us. Kenny can tell you that because I asked my nephew Kenny to take that picture when I confronted him in the hallway. I never seen a man fearful of a man smaller than him. I was a few lengths shorter than him, but he was a big guy. Of course, he had boots on, too. So, and me, you all know me. I'm still in trunks, wintertime and all. That's my game. But, hey, I love all you guys for coming on the show. I take full responsibility of my words and anger, you know, all my anger and shit and my actions if I offended any of you. That son of a bitch drove that deer into my truck. We could have all died because I swerved towards him as quick as I could to prevent hitting that deer. And then when I swung back, the deer jumped towards the right. And just as he jumped, I hit my brakes and I caught him. But I'm lucky he didn't die. He didn't get injured. It hit him and it flipped him completely in midair. He hit the dirt, crumbled inside the ditch, and he jumped up and he bailed, man. It's all right. Thank you, Great Mystic. He's still alive. But he damaged my globe, and I'm going to take that picture and send it to you. But for everyone that participated on tonight's show of the Indigenous Voices of People, my anger only protects me for one reason. I'm defending your human rights. I'm defending your principles. I'm defending your right to have a fucking voice aimed at the white race. The white race. The white race. Because it is he dividing our people, turning our people against each other continuously.
Mm-hmm.
We honor every one of you that participated in tonight's show. This is your show. This is your show.
You know, if you want to be on the show, no, I'm not talking to you who's on our radio. Look, I told you guys many times, if you want to just call into the show, I'm talking, yes, I am talking to you, Cleve Radio, Lakota Nation, you know, I told you many times, connect us with your antenna, but you guys don't want to, okay? So guess what? Don't send this message back to my phone. This is your Pine Ridge, Indiana. Oh, okay, whatever. You know what I mean?
Look at my shot, he ran on.
We got 8 minutes left.
Well, within 8 minutes, I'll share this understanding with the majority of you tonight. Okay? Listen, people, you are the people that are originally of Turtle Island's ancient descendants. You are. You are the ones that are keeping Chinupagluha money alive. You are the ones keeping my little brother Tyreek alive. You are the ones keeping the animal nations alive. And most of all, you are the ones keeping yourselves alive. Because the responsibilities I take upon myself is not aimed at you, philosophically and otherwise. What we say in a traditional virtue, Toha ewa unshni mitakiepi techia walakokte na yacheokte as niwa unkile na hachti wichoye mitoki mukte na ochichokte na etaha yushkapikile luhakte. That's a beautiful phrase. As long as I'm still here, I will always defend who you are and your voice. But the day I return back to Grandmother the Earth, that's the day you're going to have a hell of a time in trying to reconcile yourself with the great mystery in Mother Earth. I'm doing all I can from what my Grandpa Roy, my Grandma Cecilia, my mom, and my dad had taught me, and many others that gave me their understanding of how to use a bully pulpit against the enemy. My brother Lehman Brightman and my brother Russell Means. Those are my two older brothers that believed in Chinupa. Lehman, the main one. And I love them both. They're gone. My grandpa, I love them both. My grandpa was my, he was my grandpa. He was my dad. He was my uncle, my big brother. He was all of it to me, my grandfather. My grandfather Roy, my pipe, my grandpa was a pipe maker here on Pine Ridge. Lila Chinupa Ota Kahi, Tonkasila Waki. And my grandpa, Thomas Eagle Fox, that always had his drum in his back room when I used to go over to my brother Louis' house so I can go in and beat it and jam. All my elders of today and yesterday and tomorrow, all of you, grandmas and grandpas that are listening, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters, all of you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to use my voice to defend you in all means necessary. And I thank you and love you for that. And for many other youth and elders that call upon me, like the youth that asked me to represent them against the Red Clouds High School yesterday. Thank you, guys. You believed in me to come to serve you, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you. Thank you. And the families, thank you. And my brother Lewis, if you're listening, thank you for allowing your big brother and your baby brother to step up and use his bully pulpit against the system. They were on the verge of pushing my brother and his family out the doors, man. And I did my part to defend him. And thank you, Ryan Jumping Eagle, if you're listening. You and Ella Giancarlo. Ryan and Ella Giancarlo, thank you guys for listening. And many others that believe in the freedoms we're constantly giving you. Thanks to my little brother Tyreek, Jabril, all of you guys, man, that know what Chinupa goes through. Thank you to Rachel, Tristan Johnson, David Clark, Brian, Jeff Bell, all you guys that believe in what I do, how I serve. And all you grandmas that I continue to give wood to and families of donations, thank you all for depending on me. Without you guys, I'd be dead now. But thank you for being there for me when you need me. So now I close with this song and invite you guys tomorrow night on another episode of the Indigenous Voices of People, so it's yours. And thank you for coming on again, Nephew Kenny. God dang you. Kenny always loves his uncle's inspiration, man. Love my boy. I'll come back out to Duck Valley and we'll race out again when I'm out there. And for a majority that are listening, thank you all. I love you all for coming on the show and sharing your feelings. And like I said, I take my full responsibility in my actions and my words, because I'm the one who said it, not you, and it wasn't aimed at you. So here's my song in closing. Way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya ha way ya ha ya. Good night, and we'll see you all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People show. Have a great rest of the evening. Take care. We love you. Hookahay.